In just a moment, David's going to come and speak to us from God's Word. But Bronwyn's going to come and read the passage before we get there. So if you want to grab a Bible, and it's Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 to 25. And that can be found on page 965 of the Church Bibles. Matthew chapter 1, 18 to 25, on page 965.
This is how the birth of Jesus the Messiah came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law, and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after they had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet: "The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us." When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he did not consummate their marriage until she gave birth to a son, and he gave the name Jesus.
Thank you, Bronwyn, for reading very clearly for us. I've got a few props. Just going to get. Well, who here's excited? There's a few people excited. Two more sleeps to go. But we spend ages preparing for Christmas, don't we? So, hands up. Who started in October? Be honest. A few hands. November, December. This is quite worrying. Lots of people haven't put their hands up. There are two sleeps to go, people. What are you playing at? People yet to prepare? Few people. Well, when I was younger, I used to write my Christmas list on the last day of the school summer holiday. I thought, what could be better? I'm going to look forward to Christmas as I go back to school, and I'm going to write to my Christmas list. We spent ages preparing for Christmas, don't we? But did you know that there was a massive build-up to the first Christmas? Many people might not know this, but the Bible is one true story, mainly about one person. As we open the Bible, we have the Old Testament, don't we? Now, the Old Testament was written before Jesus was born, and then we get the New Testament, which was written after Jesus was born. But both parts, the Old Testament and the New Testament, both halves are all about Jesus. You see, as we open up the Old Testament, we see many promises, and lots of them tell us that a person called the Messiah will come. As we read the Old Testament, lots of promises. The Messiah will come. Now, we heard it in the poem a little earlier. Does anybody know what the word Messiah means? Hopefully some of the children have been learning this. Anybody know what Messiah means? Isaac? God with us. Close. That's Emmanuel, but close. Anything else? Messiah? If we get a picture, I'll get a picture of a crown. Does this help? What does it mean? Everyone shout it out. God's King. The word Messiah means God's chosen King. And as we read our Old Testament, lots of times we get information about this Messiah that will come. And Matthew today quotes from the book of Isaiah. Everyone open up your Bible, please, back to page 965. In today's passage, Matthew quotes from a book of the Bible called Isaiah, which was written 700 years before Jesus was born. But Isaiah tells us things about this Messiah. Look at verse 23 with me. That's on page 966. because we're told in verse 23 that this Messiah will be born of a virgin, and he will also be called Emmanuel, which means God's with us. Just a little bit of amazing information about this Messiah. This Messiah is going to be God come to earth. As we open up our Old Testament, we get lots of information, lots of sneak peeks, lots of previews about this Messiah. Now, when I was younger, got a little confession to make. I used to go looking for my Christmas presents. My parents do know this. I used to go looking because I couldn't wait until Christmas Day to know what I was getting. And so throughout December, I'd get home from school, Mum and Dad went in, and I'd climb up on a chair, and I'd look in a suitcase on the wardrobe because I knew that's where they hid the presents. And so I knew what I was getting every year. It did go wrong once year because I managed to sort of fall off the chair and pull a bit of the wardrobe down, which was very embarrassing. Mum found me, very embarrassing. But 2004 was particularly exciting because I looked in the wardrobe and I saw this. Now, if you don't know what Kinex is, you might be a bit young. It's sort of like Lego, but slightly cooler than Lego. I was really looking forward to this. Now, you might think, I'm a bit of a loser. Don't judge me, all right? This was amazing. I opened the suitcase and I saw this. But the point is this. In the run-up to Christmas, I knew a little bit about what I was getting. I could see the box, but I didn't actually have the present. Well, that's what it's like as we read the Old Testament. We get little bits of information. We can see little bits about this Messiah, but we don't know exactly what he's like. And so just like in 2004, I was really looking forward. I was so excited for Christmas to get this. The people alive when the Old Testament was written were really, really looking forward to the day when the Messiah would be born. But the New Testament tells us that the Messiah has come. The Old Testament says the Messiah will come. The New Testament says the Messiah has come. What does Messiah mean again? God's chosen king. The New Testament says God's chosen king has come. And that is because Jesus, the baby born at Christmas, is that long-awaited Messiah. Look again at our passage, because Matthew makes it very clear. Look again at verse 18. So what Matthew tells us, isn't it? He says, this is how the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, came about. In fact, it's what Matthew has said many times. In chapter 1, in verses 1, 16 and 17, Matthew makes it very clear that Jesus is the Messiah. And twice in today's passage, Matthew tells us that Mary became pregnant through the Holy Spirit. That's not normal. This baby is clearly no ordinary baby. He is clearly the one that the Old Testament was talking about when it said that the Messiah will come. Matthew, and indeed the rest of the New Testament, is very, very clear that the waiting is over because of verse 25. At the very end of our reading, Mary gave birth to a son, and he, that's Joseph, gave him the name Jesus. Now, whilst listening to the radio last week, the presenter said, don't you think we should call Michael Bublé Michael Bauble? After all, he is the king of Christmas. Well, no, he's not. Sorry to break it to you, Michael Bublé fans, he's not. Jesus is the king of Christmas. In fact, Jesus is the king of the entire world because Jesus is the long-awaited Messiah. And that means that this birth is really, really significant. It means that it's just too important to ignore. And we're going to see why after the children come and sing a song to us about this passage. I'll hand back over to Lisa to introduce. So we saw before that Jesus is the Messiah that the Old Testament promised. But why? I mean, why did God send himself as a human, his son? Well, we get the answer in verse 21. Open your Bibles back up. Page 965. We're going to read verse 21 out together, all out loud. It's the one that goes over the page. So it starts at the very bottom of 965. Has everyone got it? We're going to read it out together. Let's read verse 21. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. That's why Jesus came, isn't it? Jesus is the long-awaited Messiah who came to save his people from their sins. I want you to imagine it's Christmas Day 2004. I wake up reasonably early, and we go through all the sort of the Christmas Day sort of traditional things, and we go to church, and we have lunch, and then we have presents. And as I look towards the tree, I see a box. Now, I've seen this box many, many times. Many, many, many times. I've even got it out of the suitcase. But I haven't managed to open it yet. And I now have my hands on the present. I know what it is. I'm not stupid. It is this. I open it and I think, that's amazing. I'm so excited by this. Now I can play with it. Now I can build the roller coaster. I can finally open the box and make it. But what if... That wasn't meant to fall over. That wasn't meant to happen. What if I just threw it away? What if I did just throw it away? Can you imagine how my parents would feel? Just ignoring the gift. But the Bible says that's what all of us do with Jesus, isn't it? I said earlier that the birth of the Messiah is just too important to ignore, and yet that's exactly what we do, isn't it? The Bible says that we ignore Jesus and the one who gave him, God, and calls this sin, and says that everybody sins and rejects God. And we know it. We know that we sin. We know that we're not perfect, and we know it because we live how we want to rather than how God wants us to. Now, in the run-up to Christmas, you always get the adverts on the television, don't you? Has anybody seen the Sainsbury's advert this year? Let's have a picture of it. There's a girl, and she's sort of dressed up as a star. She looks quite uncomfortable there, doesn't she? She's sort of lifted up as a star, singing a song. And does anybody know the tagline? Do you know what Sainsbury's were trying to claim this year? A few people, a few murmurings. Maybe we could have it up, Tom. Sainsbury's said, "We give all we've got for the ones we love." It sounds nice, doesn't it? Something that we'd like to think is true, but you and I know that that is not true. I mean, do you always give all you've got for the ones you love? I know I don't. Ask my wife, ask my parents. No one can say, "I always give all I've got for the ones I love." I mean, that is why we can't spend too much time with our friends or family over Christmas before there's the annual argument. That is why that we fight our siblings. That is why we disobey our parents. That is why we get so wound up with our children. Do you really always give all you've got for the ones you've loved? The Bible says you don't. But remember verse 21. I'm going to read it out again. Look at it with me as I do. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. We have sinned. We will face judgment. And yet the Bible says there is a Savior. Just one Saviour, the Messiah, who came to save his people. Now in the Sainsbury's adverts, the girl is lifted to a top of a tree. And although we don't give all we've got for the ones that we love, if we can't even love our nearest and dearest at even this time of year, well, we know God does. And we know that God gave all he had for the ones he loved as he sent his son to die, to be raised up on another tree, the cross. So as Jesus went to the cross at Easter, we see that God gave all he had for the ones that he loves. As Jesus died, he took the punishment that you and I deserve upon himself. We deserve it, and yet Jesus says, I'll take it for you. See, Christmas, the entire Bible, it's all about the Messiah. The Messiah who came to die for you. And for me, Christmas, indeed the entire Bible, is all about the Messiah who'd be raised from the dead so that if we trust in him, we could have eternal life. Did you notice I did say if? Look again at verse 21. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. The Bible's clear that you're only saved if you're one of Jesus' people, if you choose to accept him and his offer of forgiveness, if you turn from your way of living to follow his way of living. And so the question as we finish is, are you one of Jesus' people? Yes or no? You've only got two options. Christmas is very, very, very important. It's not just a nice time with friends and family. It's about the birth of the Messiah who came to save you by taking your death for you. It's about forgiveness and a relationship with God now and certain eternal life with God ahead of us. Jesus is the long-awaited Messiah who came to save his people from their sins. Are you one of Jesus' people? Let's pray. Dear God, thank you so much for sending your Son into the world. The long-awaited Messiah, the one who is clearly the Messiah. Thank you for him, and thank you for his death in our place, which means that if we accept him, we can have forgiveness and a wonderful future with you in heaven ahead of us. This Christmas, help us to consider the Lord Jesus and his death for us. In his name we ask. Amen. On the way out, there's a little blue flyer. Do take them along. Do take them with you. And why not do it with your kids over the holidays? So a few activities in here to recap what we've seen today. Why did Jesus come? Lisa.